All right, I believe we are hours away from the MLB trade deadline, and Nats decided to make a big move. Not maybe the biggest move they can make, but
we
a big one.
We kind of figured this would come, though.
I think they'd be crazy not to, frankly. Yeah. Helping us make sense. So the Nationals have traded Kyle Finnegan to the Detroit Tigers. I almost said the Detroit Lions, if you don't think I'm in football mode.
Yeah, but let's do that one.
Finnegan was really good last year, not the same year this year, but clearly a player that could help a contender, especially if maybe he's not working the ninth. Maybe he's working the seventh or the eighth. Toby Altizer is the official baseball insider for the B. Mitchell Finley program. Toby, take us through the Finnegan trade. What do you think?
Yeah, so they trade him to Detroit. The return, according to Andrew Golden, is they get back Josh Randall, a right-handed pitcher right now in high A, and then R.J. Sales, another pitcher currently in A ball. Randall's ranked 15th, according to MLB Pipeline. R.J. Sales outside the top 30, but both of these guys could help down the line, more so just organizational depth as pitchers. Randall, 17 starts this year in high A, 3.92 ERA, struck out 70 over 80 in the third inning, so solid arm there. And R.J. Sales, he's got 16 games this year, 15 starts, a 2.71 ERA. So two solid arms in the low minor league, so they're not going to be here anytime soon. But anybody that's not bolted down for the future is available to be moved. And I think last year they looked at the Finnegan situation and they non-tendered him, and there was a real chance they weren't going to get him back this season. So they didn't want to make that same mistake, as he's probably not back next season. So move him for anything that you can get and get a couple of quality arms that can help you out in the low minor leagues, and maybe you can develop him and they can help you down the line.
What does that mean in terms of helping this team produce better on the field?
Well, right now, B-Mitch, yeah, right now, nothing, frankly. Right now, it's not going to help this team out in the slightest. And honestly, the way Finnegan has pitched recently, it's been a bit of a struggle for him as well. And it's so tough, I'm sure, for some of these guys getting to this point of the season, where I think a lot of them, with the expectations they had going into this year, or that they would at least be more competitive. And basically with that month of June into early July, it just kind of took them out of it. So we'll see if they can improve. But you're losing pieces. That's now three pieces out of the pen. You lost a starter and trading away Soroka. And we'll see if they make some more moves. But, yeah, I mean, this team is – been pretty bad already, and it's just only going to get worse because there's not a whole lot of these pieces that are going to help out right away.
The Nats are currently 20 games under 500. In telling you how this works, the Nats are 20 games under 500. The Tigers are 20 games over 500. I know at one point they were tied for the best record in the majors, right? Like, the Tigers, what is Finnegan for them? A seventh, eighth inning piece?
Yeah, just more, you know, quality relief. Like, he's had experience as a closer here, obviously, and they're not going to use him as a closer, I wouldn't think, but you can never have too many arms in the postseason, especially with how modern baseball works, where your starters usually only go in four or five unless you have, like, a Tarek Skubal like they have. But on other days, you know, they're probably going to pull their starter when it gets to the third time through the order. So you're going to end up using four or five relievers a game in the postseason. So he can go out there and give you a quality inning. And I think the stuff isn't quite as good this season as it has been in the past. But if you can get him out there and pitching effectively, he can be a really, really good reliever. So he's not going to pitch the ninth for them, but he'll be someone that can be effective in some high leverage spots.
So the Nats make a big move. Kyle Finnegan is going to Detroit. Finnegan was, I think he was an all-star last year, right? I know he had the dope Star Wars bobblehead. A lot of people were surprised they didn't trade him last year when they had the chance. They were able to bring him back. Does this say a little something about the difference between Riz and DeBartolo that Finnegan got traded this year and not last year?
Maybe a little bit, but I would have thought that even if Rizzo were still in charge here, he would have traded him. I think they looked at how last season played out, and they looked at not trading him as a mistake, and I think they were exploring those options, but maybe they fooled themselves a little bit and thinking that they were a little more competitive than they actually were, because around the trade deadline time, they were still hovering close enough to 500 that if you had a good stretch, maybe you could get somewhere. But no, I don't think that it's a big difference, but I think you're seeing with DeBartolo what he's been able to do with basically anybody that's on a one-year contract or isn't a part of the long-term plan. He's finding ways. Like, I really liked what they got back for Soroka in that deal, and you got to be happy with what he's done so far. Now, you know, the big question is whether Gore is on the table or not. I would not trade him. I know it seems like most people have kind of flipped to the other side and they would trade him at that deadline, but it's been crazy to see some of the returns, like the return the Padres just gave up to the A's to go get a reliever in Mason Miller and another starter in J.P. Sears, giving up the number three prospect in all of baseball to get him. You know, maybe you do have to consider moving Mackenzie Gore if that's kind of the market you're looking at. If you're shopping within the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, that's definitely something you'd have to consider.
If you're always trading pieces to find prospects, possibilities, and your possibilities don't hit consistently, how the hell do you build a team?
It's a great point, B-Mitch.
I mean, I know people like to tell me about how baseball is different and everything. But I tell you, if I'm buying season tickets, I don't want to hear that. I want to see you successful, competing, being somebody in contention. Not the person every year you telling me, oh, we're going to be better in about 4 years, though. And we're not.
Yeah, I saw Kyle Glazer writes for, I think he does Foul Territory TV. He used to do Baseball America, really smart. He said that basically 1 in 5 prospects that's traded the deadline ever turn into significant big leaguers. And that's what makes the Juan Soto trade so crazy, is you have 3 guys already, and there's a chance for a 4th with Harley and Susana coming up. You hit on that, and you hit on that trade so well with Gore, Abrams, and Wood, and potentially Susana down the line, that trades like that don't happen very often. And that's what I think is so funny, is so many people talk about trading Gore and saying, well, if you get a Soto-like return, there haven't been Soto-like returns ever in the history of baseball. And there's probably never going to be another Soto-like return ever again in the history of baseball. That's just not how it works. And so for every Juan Soto deal, there's pick your bad trade where a team gets a couple of prospects and they never make the majors or they're never impactful big leaguers. And so I completely agree, B. Mitch. I mean, unfortunately, where this team is at, when it doesn't seem like they're going to be able to sign any of their own guys, like a Mackenzie Gore, then you end up getting into the spot where whenever there's 2 years, a year and a half left, you trade away all your guys, and that's what sucks so much about this. But hopefully, in the next couple of years, with developing some of these young guys, and you know, maybe you're targeting a 2027, a 2028, where Wood would still be a part of the team, but I don't think that Gore would, and if they'd have to sign Abrams at that point if it's going to be a part of the future. It's just, it's a weird spot to be in, and frankly, it's what makes this part of Nationals history so disappointing, is it felt like they were on the rise a little bit, and now they've kind of gone back down, and maybe they're a little further away than we thought, and that's already after a couple of years of really crappy baseball.
So what's your gut say about Gore? They don't do it?
I don't think they trade him. I don't think that at this deadline they'll do it. Now, I think the good part is now that they've talked about it so much, I think fans are kind of somewhat prepared. So I don't think that it happens at the deadline, but I would say it's better than 50-50 chance he gets moved in the off season. But I just don't think that at the buzzer here with a couple hours left before the deadline, they'll do it.
So what else could happen then? Like, who? What are the other moves?
I know it's crazy because it's funny how the first couple weeks, month and a half of a season can sometimes kind of set a narrative for a guy for the year. But Josh Bell has been incredible over the last 40 to 50 games. Wouldn't be surprised if they're able to move Josh Bell. Doesn't seem like the trade market for Nathaniel Lowe is picking up, so I don't know that they'll move him. I've heard some teams are maybe talking about Alex Call. Would they move a Luis Garcia Jr.? But basically anybody that's not tied down, so basically anybody that's not Abrams, Wood, or Gore, it wouldn't be shocking to see any of those guys moved. But I think the only dudes with real value that'll probably still get moved would be Josh Bell and maybe Garcia or Call. But I think it's almost a given that Josh Bell goes somewhere, even if it's for very minimal.
All right, that's our boy Toby Altizer. Give him a follow. Appreciate at you, Toby underscore Altizer, T-O-B-I underscore A-L-T-I-Z-E-R. Fair to guess, once the trade deadline passes, there'll be a new Bustin' Loose podcast?
Yes, sir. There should be one being recorded tonight. We'll have it out for you tomorrow morning.
There you go. Toby joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Appreciate you, Toby. Take you in a pinch.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. That's our guy, Toby Altizer. Give him a follow, man. A lot of good baseball information. The kid's all over everything. Talk about Madden ratings. Maybe we circle back to Madden ratings or we do that tomorrow. Coming next, though, Tony Pauline, wired in the NFL, really good at the scouting game. Tony Pauline talking Terry McLaurin's contract. Nobody go anywhere.